Welcome to my Best Life Now podcast, where you can find simple tips to live your life on purpose by gaining clarity, building your confidence, and using your personal power. I am your host, certified coach, speaker, and trainer, Julieta Piox. Hi, welcome back. I am glad you're here. I am excited because I know that today's episode will bring so much value and a different perspective to your life like it did to me. So how are you doing? Are you enjoying life? Are you living your best life? If you are, congratulations, keep on keeping on. And if you're not, what are you waiting for? I'm watching the series How to Get Rich with Remit Sethi, a finance guru and a New York Times bestseller. It is fascinating to me how such simple, intentional steps can really change your financial reality. I really recommend this series. There's a question he asked the people he's working with to help with their finances. And that question is, what is your rich life? I love this question because it allows each person or couple he works with to create what their rich life is and not fall into the trap of what it should be. This question called my attention because it gets at the same answer as what is your best life. When you frame this question this way, it allows you to create it and create it right now. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about my experience with creating my best life and what that means for me and how you too can create your best life by simply asking the question, what if it does work? Many of us catch ourselves living our life by default instead of by design. We live a life that has been handed to us by our parents, our friends, the society that we live in, others' expectations, where we live day by day wondering what if, asking how long more, searching for something better, longing for a more fulfilling life. This was my case for many years until I made a tweak to my way of thinking, which, by the way, you can also do at any given moment. And I started focusing on what could be and how I could make it happen. The secret was not in how much education I have, the type of job that I had, the people I knew, or even the opportunities that came to me. The secret is all in the type of questions I ask myself. Let's get right into it. What if everything goes wrong? What if I never get what I want? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? Psychologists call this catastrophizing. According to Psychology Today, catastrophizing is a cognitive distortion that prompts people to jump to the worst possible conclusion, usually with very limited information or objective reason to despair. When a situation is upsetting, but not necessarily catastrophic, they still feel like they are in the midst of a crisis. I don't know about you, but I blame fear as the main cause. Fear is a powerful emotion that can hold us back from reaching what we want in life. It is a natural response to the unknown, and it often leads us to ponder the worst-case scenarios. Has it happened to you before? I'm sure more than once. It happened to me many times. It happens to my clients, my friends, and my family members. We often ask ourselves, what if it doesn't work? As a way to protect ourselves from potential failure and disappointment and even the possibility of embarrassment. However, what if we flipped that script and instead asked, what if it does work? Wait, what? You mean there's a possibility it can actually work? Well, why not? If there's a possibility that it won't work, then there has to be a possibility that it will. By shifting our mindset, we can unlock a world of possibilities and overcome the limitations that fear imposes on us. What if I succeed? What if I finally get what I want? What if things do go right? What if I can make it? What if I get the support that I need? What if my idea works? What if this relationship works out? What if my persistence pays off? What then? Then it all may have been worth it. Now, I'm not saying you should live in fantasy land and not have a plan B. What I am saying is that you can't continue to let fear stop you from even trying. Because what if it works? Living and working with passion means giving it your all because you believe in the possibility of success. This means you focus more on your dreams and goals and the possibility of them becoming a reality than you focus on your fears and doubts. We've probably given them enough time and room in our life anyway. I think the possibility of success deserves a chance. What do you think? There is power in embracing fear by beginning to ask, what if it does work? When you dare to shift your thinking by focusing on the positive, you will begin to see the incredible outcomes that await you. So how do we do this? How do we begin to focus on the possibilities by staying positive? How do I shift my thinking and take action in spite of my fears? First, I want to offer that we begin by acknowledging your fears. A few years back, when I first started thinking about having my own business, you can only imagine all the questions that I had in my mind. And of course, they were all out of fear. And the main question for me was, what if it doesn't work? One day after speaking with my business coach, I asked her the same question for the business that I was beginning to create. But coach, what if it doesn't work? And her answer kind of threw me off, but at the same time, it gave me what I needed to move forward in faith. She said to me, so what if it doesn't work? I know you have the skill set, you have the experience, you have the desire, you have the passion, and this is your life purpose. But if it still doesn't work, then you can just go get a job. And I thought she was right. So simple yet so powerful. I can just go get a job. The world is not going to end. So what if it doesn't work? I can just go get a job. But hey, what if it does work? Facing our fears begins with acknowledging them. Take the time to identify what exactly it is that you fear. It is the fear of failure, rejection, or the unknown? Once you understand the root of your fears, you can start to create strategies so that you can address them head on. So begin by acknowledging your fears. You can also begin to reframe the question. Instead of dwelling on the negative results, reframe your perspective by asking, what if it does work? This simple shift in thinking opens up a world of possibilities and redirects your focus towards a potential for success. It did for me. It gave me the permission to dream, to explore, and to take action toward the business that I wanted. Visualize the positive outcomes and imagine the incredible things that could happen if you conquer your fears. Another important aspect of staying positive is to embrace growth and learning. We have been taught to see failure as something we must avoid at all costs. But I can tell you from personal experience, failure is an essential part of the learning process. Failure is how we grow. Failure is how we learn. By reframing your perspective, you allow yourself to embrace failure as a stepping stone toward growth. Each failure becomes an opportunity to learn, adjust, improve, and continue moving. When you face your fears with the mind of what if it does work, you are more likely to take risks, try new things, and ultimately, achieve greater success. Something I look forward to when I take a risk, manage my fear, or even fail is taking the opportunity to celebrate my successes. When we focus on what if it does work and go for what we want by overcoming our fears, we deserve to celebrate our successes no matter how small they may be. Out of failure comes a new way of how not to do something. So you've learned and have some growth. By recognizing and appreciating your accomplishments, you reinforce your ability to conquer fear and build self-confidence. Remember this, each success becomes a building block for future endeavors. You cannot underestimate the power of reframing our thoughts and focusing on the positive, what if it does work question. When we face our fears head on, we step out of our comfort zone and open up ourselves to incredible opportunities for growth and success. Embracing fear becomes a transformative experience, allowing us to push past self-imposed limitations. You know any of those? And that also allows us to discover our true potential. So the next time fear tries to hold you back, remember to ask yourself, what if it does work? And let the possibilities unfold right before your eyes. I want to challenge you to consider what causes you the most doubt or anxiety. You know, that situation that causes the persistent question of what if it doesn't work? And then ask the opposite question, what if it does work after all? I want you to imagine the answer to that question in depth. Take a moment right now to imagine what it will look like for things to actually work out. Now take a deep breath, and if you're able, close your eyes. What does it feel like? Really take yourself there to the place or the time where it actually worked. Imagine the people you are with. Imagine what you are doing. Imagine how different things are. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that inspiring to imagine the possibility of what can be? Because let's face it, the same energy it takes to think of everything that can go wrong is the same energy it takes to think of everything that can go right. Go ahead and begin to be forward focused in the possibility you have for success. Allow your motivation to be a spirit of faith rather than continuing to allow the spirit of fear to control your life and your future. I challenge you to choose optimism. I challenge you to stop obsessing over what might go wrong and instead use all that energy and put it into believing on what can go right. I invite you to follow the same exercise for those other things you are afraid of in your life and begin demonstrating to yourself that you are operating in faith rather than in fear by asking, what if it works? If you've been thinking about changing your perspective, gaining clarity on what you want to do, or maybe figuring out what your life purpose is, come join me inside Purpose Driven Woman. Purpose Driven Woman is a 5-month coaching program for driven women who want a life transformation where they can feel whole, accomplished, and empowered to go after your dreams. Stop the quit and let me help you stay consistent until you reach your goal. Visit julietapiox.com/purpose-driven-woman. Again, that is julietapiox.com/purpose-driven-woman. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Until next time, go out there and live your best life.